Divine, we often use the word casually. Hi, I'm Debbie Taylor Williams. We say, this cake is divine, or it was a divine vacation. However, 2 Peter 1, 3-4 uses the word divine in relation to God's power and His nature. It says, His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. These are incredible truths for us to grasp. Christ's divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Christ has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises so that by them we may become partakers of the divine nature. It isn't God's intention for us to live a ho-hum or defeated life. Far from it. He's given us His divine nature, power, and promises. Let's go after His calling for our lives. For more encouragement, visit DebbieTaylorWilliams.com.